This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chief diversity officers are in demand. Big banks, universities, the Biden administration, many more. Between 2015 and 2020, the number of people with the title head of diversity grew 107%. That's according to LinkedIn data, but they don't last long. That data shows CDOs stay on average just 3 years. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Corporate interest in diversity, equity, and inclusion comes in waves. There was a surge when Black Lives Matter initially took off, then again with the Me Too movement, and there was last summer after the murder of George Floyd.
It's the busiest I've been in 18 years.
Sharon Jones is a diversity and inclusion consultant. She says things have felt different in the last year. Requests from companies are more urgent, and some have led to real changes, like the hiring of in-house chief diversity officers.
If diversity and inclusion is important to you, it has to be somebody who has responsibility for making sure it happens.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art hired Levita McMath-Turner to be its first CDO last fall. Part of her job is to make sure the staff is diverse when it comes to race, gender, and academic background, but also when it comes to what's hanging on the walls.
Inclusion is actually a part of that effort, you know, who gets to tell the stories and whose stories are told.
She says part of her job in making inclusion a piece of the Met's institutional fabric is to convince employees that it's not just her job, but everyone's. Stephanie Creary, a professor of management at Wharton, says for many diversity officers, that can be exhausting. And it's one reason why CDO turnover is so high.
They're spending a lot of time in meetings convincing people that this is important and don't always have sufficient time to do the work that needs to be done in order to move the needle on diversity.
To do better, Creary says companies need to hire diversity teams and hire CDOs with the right experience instead of promoting an employee who's never worked in HR or law.
They were good marketers or they were good at selling toothbrushes, right? But they weren't necessarily people who have any background other than their own personal experience.
For those who've been at it for years, the work isn't necessarily getting easier. But for Leslie Slayton Brown, who's been the CDO at HP Inc. since 2015, the aftermath of Floyd's murder has pushed people to engage.
People were tired. People were angry and just sick of seeing the injustices happening to Black and African Americans.
She says that anger drove workers to have deeper and more direct conversations about equity. I'm Kristen Schwab from Marketplace.